Episode 36. Have you ever had that moment where you're thinking, am I speaking to a wall here? Why isn't this person responding? Well, if that's happened to you, you're not alone. When chaos is around and you're trying to make a good solid connection, you might not realize it that you're speaking to the person's blind side. So let's unlock that key to the mystery of opening the blind side. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We're sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Windcaller. Welcome to the show. I really appreciate you joining me this week for another edition of this podcast where I am talking about crisis intervention skills and making them easy for you. You know, you don't have to be a professional first responder like myself. You could be a professional just in the regards to living daily on this earth and working with others, trying to communicate effectively. And of course, in that process, there's always going to be conflict. Now, I was visiting with friends this past weekend, and a friend said, you know, relationships are hard. You're darn right they're hard. They take a lot of work. You could either keep on staying in that same little circle of conflict over and over again where you're not moving forward, or you could choose to do something different. And that's what the Leading Chaos Podcast is all about, is stepping out of that bubble that just feels like it's impossible. Well, you know, if we stayed stuck there, all the great victories of the world would never have happened. And I believe in making what we seemingly think as impossible and looking for the infinite possibilities within that. So I offer that through a training program, which is called Response Training Programs. There's a link to the curriculum at the leadingchaospodcast.com website, and you can find out more about the response program there and a little bit more about me. I've been working in the field of crisis intervention for quite a long time, 30 years, and that seems like a long time to me, although it's gone by very quickly. And over the course of that, yeah, I've developed this model, and I talk about it on this weekly podcast. And in this week's podcast, I really want to offer you some valuable tips on opening the blind side. And so what is that? What do I mean by the blind side? I'm not talking about that wonderful movie that came out called The Blind Side, which was kind of about color blindness in terms of race and relations. This is the blind side of our view and our vision, and it not only impacts our ability to see, but our ability to hear when we are in some type of chaotic situation. So that could be when we're angry, if we're fearful, we're scared, we're traumatized. You know, at those points, we create a blind side. And I've always kind of referred to this as a psychogenic shock, where we lose our peripheral vision. And we don't see anything other than what is right in front of us. And the other fact I want to make mention of is that it doesn't only happen when we're traumatized. It can also happen when we are over-exuberant. That can make us a bit ungrounded and not really clear and focused. So blindside comes up, and it could be a really deterrent, a major deterrent to really strong and effective communication when chaos is present. So cutting through and opening that door and helping a person remove the blinders on their eyes. And what I mean by blinders is kind of like a horse, you know. That's my galloping. A horse walking down a trail and pulling a carriage, what the driver will do is put blinders on the head of the horse so they can't see on either side of them. They can only see what's in front because, you know, horses, they get spooked easily. And it's not a good thing if a horse is pulling a carriage down a country road or even on a busy city and getting spooked. That would be dangerous. So they put up blinders, and it works for the horses. I don't know if they like wearing it, but it does work to keep them focused and looking forward. But when we are doing an intervention or involved in an intervention, and we want to engage with a person who is angry, we maybe want to move them away or try to cut through that anger, or that person's feeling fearful and they are feeling really stuck and not able to get out of that almost hidden place where they're not seeing anything. You could be traumatized in so many different levels, you know, if there's been a natural disaster in your neighborhood or something like that, and you lost something, there's flooding, people could be really like walking around like they don't know what they're doing and they're not hearing anything. So all those kinds of levels can really come in to create a blind side. So what do we do? Well, there's a lot of things we could do, and it always begins, any good crisis intervention always begins with us. Not necessarily what's going on for the person. And you know, that's kind of the catcher there. A person who is in trauma, they are doing the best they can. And we could demand them to change, but in truth, they are doing the best they can. I don't care if that person is a rocket scientist or, you know, is it everyday Joe like myself or Joe or Sue or whatever, or a person who is, you know, having a psychotic episode. They are doing, or we are doing, the best we can when we are in a state of trauma. So it doesn't really have anything to do with that person opening that blind side, but it does have everything to do with what we as interveners, we as the people going in and assisting, we as the first responders, what are we doing? The steps we take are very methodical, and what I use is the response protocol, which I've been speaking continually about in each part of this Leading Chaos story. So this is part 17, and you could go all the way back to part 1 and bring yourself through an understanding of the protocol and all these tons of techniques that I'm talking about here. And just to review, so I begin with, what do? I start with the question of, in any given situation where I'm making that intervention, I ask, am I safe? And then I pause and I focus on my exhale. So I have to inhale and then I exhale. And I answer that question for myself. If I'm not being targeted, then I am safe. But if I am being targeted or feeling unsafe, then my goal becomes make myself safe. But let's say I'm not feeling targeted. So my next question is the scene safe? If there's a conflict in the response protocol, we consider the scene is not safe. So our goal becomes make the scene safe. Now, the quickest thing we do to make a scene safe when there's two people who are in conflict, we separate them. We don't get involved in what they're chit-chatting about. We just try to have them step away from each other and have that cool-down period. And that, you know, could be different for different folks, how long you need to cool down. But the main goal is to cool down and separate. But how do you get them to separate and get them out of that blind side? Well, here are the two main things you want to think about. And again, it's going with us always. Number one, where are we standing? If you're talking to a person and they have a blind side and they have, you know, those imaginary blinders on either side of their eyes, then you have to be in front of them just enough so they could see you. If the person can't see you, they won't hear you. You can't take it for granted that they hear you. You have to get within their line of sight. Not off to the side, but in their line of sight. So watch your stance. Don't be directly in front of them because that is dangerous. If they want to move, they will see you as a target. They'll see you as an obstacle. So you want to be slightly off to the side, but still within the front of their positioning. Number two, besides your stance, there's ways that we could use our body to open that blind side for another person, and that is by using open gestures. And the easiest thing to do there is to use our hand motion in that like come along gesture, where you're waving your hand back towards yourself, but maybe along past yourself. And I'm not sure if you get what I mean, but if you had your put your palm in front of you, so your palm is facing your chest right now, and you just made a little circle with it. Your thumb is like kind of like in that thumbs up position, and you're saying, come along, come towards me. Well, instead of having it go directly towards you, you want to do that come along so it's going past you. And you could do this with both hands. I'm a right-handed person, so my right hand does that little circular motion, and my left hand, I take my fingers and I kind of like pull the person along, pulling along with my hand. So with that and pulling along the gesture, it's kind of like, you know, patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time. It's not that hard to do, but it might take a little bit of practice to do this. It's easy. And once you do that, you're giving the person a nonverbal cue that really can help them open up that blind side and feel your presence, and not only feel your presence, but have an action for them to do. Because conflict needs an action to counter the negative action. So the coming along and motioning pulls them out of that experience. Those are two things that open up the blind side right away. Number one, again, make sure that you're standing so that they could see you. And number two, use your hand motion. Now, number three is not just your hand motion, but your head motion. You know, that kind of like nod to the side. You tilt your head like, come this way. Hey, over here. What are you doing? And if you do that without looking like a bobbing head, you could do that slightly. Again, that's another action. People are pulled towards that. And the more that we invite with our body, the more people are enticed to move with us. So I tilt my head a little bit, like go this way. I'm moving my hands and I'm having my feet in a position so that I'm facing the person, but not directly on. So those are three things to open the blind side. Let's go to number four. What you're looking for is really short statements that are open-ended, but also very civil. So if I'm trying to separate two people, I stand in front of them, I have a hand motion, I'm moving my head like come this way, and I'm saying a very simple statement, which is, excuse me, come this way, excuse me, come this way, excuse me, turn this way, or excuse me, Larry. And as soon as that person gives me some little notation, they might not turn and say, yes, Miss Rhea, they might nod their head towards me or, you know, kind of move their positioning just a little bit, and I could sense that they've heard me. I'm immediately able to say, thank you for listening. And by doing that, I acknowledge what they are doing that is helping this relationship right now. And that is a very positive validation for them. And it's enticing, again, and it opens that blind side. Because our blind side is kind of pulling us into like the dark force and opening it is bringing us out of there. But if we don't have that guidance sometimes, we could get really stuck. So it's perfect the way it works. So four things, our stance, our hand motion, have it moving, our head, how we move our head and our tilting our head like come this way, and three, short statements of civility. Now, all of this is kind of building up as I'm going through each chapter of Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management. And this is a book that I wrote, and it details all these pieces. And right now, if you've been following along, and I do hope you are following along, I am on chapter 5, and that is titled Creating Order. And as in all the chapters, I like to start with a quote. And on this chapter, I used a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. And I'd like to read it to you. The ultimate weakness of violence is that it is a descending spiral, begetting the very thing it seeks to destroy. Instead of diminishing evil, it multiplies it. Returning violence for violence multiplies violence. I think that last sentence in that quote, not, you probably have heard it before, but that returning violence for violence multiplies violence, that is so true. I mean, you if you power over somebody, you're not doing anything but teaching them that you power over to get what you want. And that does not open blindsides. That actually creates more blindsides. And in this world and in this day and age, we need more possibilities to open those doors for each other and ourselves, because we can't move forward unless we are indeed helping each other. So the book that I am discussing, Leading Chaos, Essential Guide to Conflict Management, you could get a copy of it. There's links at leadingchaospodcast.com. It's an ebook and paperback form. And I'm going through each chapter of the book. And one of the things in this chapter, I talk about a particular experience where a stance for a particular person almost made a very dangerous incident. And this is titled The Dangers of an Open Stance in the Emergency Room. And it happened back when I was working as a crisis clinician, which meant I was on call and I could get called, you know, in the evening and throughout the night. And I'd have to go in and do an evaluation and see if the person needed to be placed into care, psychiatric care. And it might be a voluntary commitment or an involuntary commitment. And in this situation, it was a young woman. It was during the day. And when I arrived, she was kind of walking up and down the hallway, and the nurses at the time didn't really know what to do with her. And what she did, kind of seeking safety, is she attempted to lock herself into the bathroom. But of course, the bathrooms could be opened from the outside by the nurse for their own safety. They were able to do that for patient safety. And the head nurse on duty decided to take matters into her own hand, and she stepped in front of me to speak to the patient while I was doing the intervention. And the woman, the nurse, was a very short stature, and her head just so happened to be in alignment with this hook on the door for hanging a coat. And what happened was the patient kind of reached to pull the door shut, and the door was going to slam on this woman in the back of her head. It was like almost like a horror story waiting to happen. And I just happened to put my foot out at that time and catch the door. And luckily, nothing happened. And afterwards, I spoke to the nurse, and she was, you know, for a good reason, a little bit troubled by it all. But she wasn't realizing her stance. She was standing directly in front of the gal trying to make a point. So your stance is so important. Where you position yourself for a person who, as this young gal was, she was having a really difficult day. So the threat of having somebody standing right in front of her was just too much. And if you don't realize that, it doesn't matter whether you're mentally ill, angry, enraged, whatever your mode is at that time, if you're not thinking rationally, you're going to perceive those of us doing that intervention as a threat. So we have to be so aware of that. So there's a lot of things in this book and a lot of scenarios, and that was just one that I always go back to because it made such an impression on me. So again, quick review, 4 steps for opening the blind side, your stance, make sure you are not too far out to the side, but within direct line of vision, use your hand gesture, like the come along, moving this way and pulling with the two hand, like move this way along, use your head to like open, and people will be pulled to that, and use words of civility when trying to get a person's attention, like excuse me, Larry. And then when Larry looks at you, you could say, thank you. And that, boy, those types of words really open a person's blind side. So next week, we're going to kind of keep moving on with the Leading Chaos story. But I want to give you a little update for those of you who have been following along with Full Reach. That is Rosie Mae Erdale. I did a podcast two weeks ago, and that was on the Great British Bed Push. And Rosie May is pushing a bed 1,200 miles to raise money for a children's home. And she has this bed on wheels. And you could go on this episode's show notes to see her newest bed. She had to change it. She had small wheels and she just kind of tanked up the bed a little bit to get her rolling. Obviously, bigger wheels will help you cover more land quickly. And that was episode 34. If you want to listen to my interview with Rosie May, she's wearing pajamas for this bed push and is taking place in the UK. She's going from London to Scotland. And pretty amazing story. So the photos are there on the new bed. And Les, I heard just this morning that she was kind of moving the bed up to Scotland. So I'm trying to find out more info about that. But I'll give you another update next week on Rosie May. And if you want to follow our conversation on Twitter, you could follow this podcast at Leading Chaos. That is a Twitter feed. I also have another Twitter feed, which is at Rhea Windcaller. So both of those I am tweeting back and forth with Rosie May, and her Twitter feed is at Full Reach. And this is an amazing little charity event. So you could see a link there for where you could donate to her cause. She's trying to raise £200,000, which is no small potatoes, and she's already raised over £6,000. So she's on her way. So good speed to Rosie May. And meanwhile, you can practice some of these steps for opening the blind side by just being aware of your stance. Even if the person isn't upset and angry, see how you're talking to a person. Use your hand gesture, use your voice, and use your positioning to start conversations, whether they're angry or you're doing a business interaction. And next week, I'll speak to you more on more parts of the Leading Chaos story. If you want to get a copy of that book, go to leadingchaos.com. This is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. As always, be kind, be safe, and open the blind side to communication. Ciao for now.